this moment in time. Just want to say that this is the first gig back in Burlington. We've been on the road for 2.5 months. We're really glad that you guys could be out here. We're pretty excited about playing back here after all this time. So what we want to do at this moment is just take a second to acknowledge four of the other people that travel around with us and that you guys don't get to see and who do most of the work. Just about all of it. And if you guys could come up here right now, we got something we want to give you. So we're going to get these guys up here. I know it's a long way, Paul, from the back of the sound room. But if you could manage to come on up, that'd be great. A little background music while Paul leaves the soundboard. I'll just tell you who these people are on real quiet background music here. The people that are going to get up here, the way we travel on the road, there's 8 of us, there's 4 band members and 4 crew. And these guys have to get to every gig 7 hours before we start playing to set up. And they have to stay after every gig for about 3 or 4 hours to break down and load up the truck. So in the last 2.5 months, they got a total of about 10 hours of sleep. Tonight they're going to sleep in their own beds, and it's here they come. Okay, this is Peter right here. He's in charge of running the monitor board and a lot of various other stuff, and he's also in charge of throwing out people who come up and smash the microphones into our mouths. So. And he's big and strong. He's stronger than he looks. And this is Paul. He's runs the soundboard, does just about everything else. Builds all our equipment. Here's Chris. Chris runs the wonderful light show that's so keyed in with the band. And Andrew, I don't know where Andrew is right now. Well, he's watching the merchandise. But when you go out, you can all congratulate Andrew. He's the guy in the back selling the t-shirts. So the first thing we're going to give these guys. Everybody's gonna get a piece of this, so just be patient. This is a thanks for the hard work cake. You guys deserve it. Now we have one more little present you guys don't want to get. On this trip, we realized that the one thing that every town has all across the country is a bowling alley. So we did unbelievable amounts of bowling. And these guys got into some serious bowling habits, so. So we got them each their own custom, high-quality, top-of-the-line bowling ball. So really, let's have a big hand for these guys, because I'm telling you, there's no fish without them. Contrary to popular belief, there is no party at 160 degrees.